Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We got some fake news from Dara Cook. She promised us magazines.
Yeah.
Did.
Wrote an email.
Yeah.
Wrote down.
Lengthy. Solid.
I am going to bring
solid
you magazines.
Email. I mean.
I promise. I will.
The first words, I'm bringing magazines. Not a magazine.
No.
Magazines.
Plural. I was going to bring several. Well.
As my
son
used to say earlier.
There's a lot of good stuff in that magazine.
Yes.
Not only is there the best breakfasts and brunches in the Twin Cities, there's a solid rant up on the part of myself.
Yes.
About how people on the coast don't understand good eggs. There's a belief in the internet, on the internet, around the internet, that all eggs are the same. That if you have backyard chickens or you just go and get the cheapest eggs, that they are the same. This is totally not true.
Okay, so when Dara Moskowitz Grumgall is out shopping, which eggs do you purchase?
Locally laid. If I'm at a store, the Duluth and Amish group locally laid, those eggs are so good. But I discovered why people on the coast think that all eggs are the same.
Okay.
There's the answer.
They're knuckleheads?
Well, yeah, that too. Darn it. They are. But the reason they're particularly wrong on this aspect is I talked to a bunch of chefs and people that raise eggs and all kinds of things like that. Here's a story. Eggs get stale. Now, they don't go bad, but they get stale after about 10 days.
Okay, because we've had our expiration date conversation
different.
Many times where you're like, stop it.
Don't worry about it.
What about with eggs?
That's what I'm talking about. You can eat them. They're fine. You can hard boil them. They don't go bad.
Okay.
But they become less delicious and less distinct. And so now that is what I have figured out, is that the reason that we here in the Midwest, where people are good and pure, think that eggs taste different is because we're able to get eggs in that open 10-day period.
Yeah, we have that window
better.
Whereas
people in New York City and places such as that, where they are immoral, and I was born, their eggs are old, and therefore they live a benighted existence, suffering.
Maybe what we should do is we should be the guys and gals to provide them eggs.
Yeah,
we could make a killing.
I think we do. I think people in Iowa already do make that killing. I think that's pretty much how
I want us to do it.
You want us personally?
Yeah, I want us to personally benefit from it.
I think that a backyard flock of chickens would destroy either one of us. I don't think we have that kind of moral courage.
I want to hire people to do that, right? And if there's a plug, I'll unplug it. Okay, so you have three eggs for yourself. You have three eggs that are prime fresh. How are those three eggs prepared in an ideal circumstance?
Well, I love a sunny side up egg. A sunny side up egg is a beautiful thing.
Looks good.
I have determined how to do the best egg, which is a mirror egg. Mirror egg is you crack them in the pan, right? So they're in there.
Then got a little oil in there, butter?
Or bacon fat. That would be ideal.
Yep.
Bacon drippings. You save your bacon drippings in a little mason jar. That's how you do. And then you get it going in the pan. Okay. So it's cooking. You put a lid on your pan and a little splash of water in there, and it steams the top of it. So that's called mirror eggs.
When do you put the water in there? So you crack the eggs.
Everything's getting kind of like crisp at the edges. So, you know, the edges are not going to get diluted by the water.
Yeah.
Just a teaspoon, you know, tablespoon if it's a big pan. Just enough water to steam, get up to the top.
Oh.
Mirror eggs. You want some name dropping? Get your la-di-da button, because I learned this from, I am not even kidding, Jacques Pepin.
No, señor! No, señor! No, señor! No, señor!
on this radio station.
Really?
I was talking to Jacques Pepin on Off the Menu one time, and then he just started talking about how the best eggs in the world are mirror eggs. And
I'm gonna
just
try this.
Made a little mental note. I was like, well, I can put a spoon of water in my egg.
I can do that.
And now it's so much also, you'd no longer have to mess around because you may think, oh, over easy. Over easy. You're taking your life in your hands. You may mess that up. Things are going to
possibly.
Taking
your life in your hands.
Well, you're taking
with over-easy.
The life of your beautiful eggs in your hands.
Yes.
You can mess that up. Very hard to mess up.
All right, I'm going to try this. Okay, so well, let's start because the magazine is Best Breakfast.
That's beautiful.
What's our forte? What's our calling card in restaurants on the breakfast side? What's our specialty?
Well, everybody likes to get the Eggs Benedict, right? Because nobody wants to make hollandaise at home.
Yeah.
So the restaurants all have, you know, an Eggs Benedict. I would say, though, that the two things that are really much better at restaurants than other places is pastry and French toast and those more, you know, deluxe sweeter things.
Okay.
And then also, have you ever seen the pastry cart at Birch Steak? We've talked about that.
I only ate there once.
Ugh, it's so good.
Yeah.
Pastry. Pastry is hard to make, and we have a lot more pastry intelligence all around the Twin Cities than a lot of places do. And so I would say the pastries, and then we also just have really great ham. You can't say enough good things about a locally raised hog and the ham.
I love
therein.
Ham. Okay, let's go to this very vitally important question. The options are for Dara, pancakes, French toast, waffles.
Oh.
1 through 3, and they're at their best. 1 through 3, rank them.
Waffles are 1, French toast is 2, pancakes 3, because
yeah.
I make a
yeah.
really good pancake.
Hit the button. Hit the button. You make a really good pancake?
I do. I am an expert pancake maker in my own house. So then I find that that I don't really want to get pancakes out. What about you? You're obviously thinking pancakes
Wait a second,
are the best?
I think she just said her pancakes are so good that she doesn't want to have insufficient pancakes the rest of the way.
Well,
in town.
I can get good pancakes in my kitchen, but I can't get good waffles in my kitchen because I don't make waffles. So that's why.
The correct order is French toast 1, pancakes 2. Waffles 3. Waffles, overrated.
Waffles are overrated.
Overrated.
Why do you think?
Too airy.
They're too airy.
Yeah. They have to have the right crunch. French toast is the heavyweight champion of the world.
French toast. I do love a good French toast. I can't argue too much.
Okay, so you think we're pretty good in the pastries. You think we're pretty good in the ham. How are we in the cocktails associated with breakfast in our options here for breakfast/brunch?
Stunning. Stunning. Nothing but. Have you ever been to Ice House for the...
I have been to Ice House for a few times. It's been years, though. Ice House is a good place.
It's such a good place. And
they have good music
such
there, too.
Good work and the brunch cocktails. And then it's just our cocktail scene is kind of killer. It has been for a bit here now.
Okay, why is that? Why do you think our cocktail scene has improved?
I think that our cocktail scene has improved because of the, you know, just all the little distilleries. Esker Grove, have you ever been to the restaurant at the Walker Art Center?
I was up
brunch.
I was the first version, whatever it was, at the Walker. So it's been
2021.
Yes.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this is
another
Esker Grove is better.
Yep.
Yeah, it was. Esker Grove is way better than 2020,
okay.
Whatever it was. But it's, you know, we have a nice situation here where people can support themselves as bartenders. And so they stay in the job and then they, you know, continue to innovate and perfect their craft. You go to places like Brooklyn, New York, and stuff like that lately, and people can't live. They can't support themselves on that work.
Yeah.
So everybody's kind of an amateur.
Okay. A great Bloody Mary or a great mimosa? Which way are you going?
Oh, Bloody Mary every time.
Yeah.
There's nothing in
Thank
a mimosa.
You. Mimosa's, again, overrated.
The only good thing...
I don't love champagne, so that's where I'm not...
Well, I love champagne, but that's not... you know, once you have half a glass of orange juice, you really can't detect the champagne anymore. And if you have a fresh squeeze mimosa, that's kind of pleasant, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's not special.
You want to give us a couple great breakfast place, great brunch places in town that are worth checking out?
Well, of course I do. Esker Grove, I think, is just a really spectacular place. Nightingale in Minneapolis has a beautiful brunch. And let's say Birchwood in the Seward neighborhood and Meritage. Have you ever been to the Meritage brunch?
Yes,
in
I have.
Paul? These are all glorious, glorious treats.
If I get water at Meritage, I mean, it's going to be amazing. Right, that's one of the five best places in town. Let's pause right here. It's 2:47 with Dara. Valentine's Day is on a Friday, Dara. How do you think people feel in the restaurant business about Valentine's Day on a Friday?
Well, my impression is that people in the business feel about Valentine's Day the way the rest of us feel about like tax day. It's like, oh, it's coming. I got to handle that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's neither a joy nor the worst thing that could happen. I was shocked. Cranes, the magazine, put out a story. Kind of, they went through and they found all the restaurant data to find the busiest and least busy restaurant volume days of the year. And I was shocked. Valentine's Day was the 94th busiest day of the year. There are only 365 days of the year. That doesn't seem that high.
I would have never guessed that.
I would never guess. Like,
I would have assumed it has to be in the top 10.
Yeah, I would have guessed. And certainly in the top 20.
So
and
this is basically the public saying, we think it's a made-up holiday. We're not going to participate.
Possibly. The number one and the number two are the 2 days of Mother's Day. So if you can hear my voice and you want a Mother's Day reservation, you
go now.
Scramble.
Yeah.
Scramble. But I was just shocked. And it's behind all kinds of just normal Saturdays. You know, just any Saturday in June is bigger and better than Valentine's Day.
That's interesting.
It is.
I wouldn't have guessed this. Okay. Tell me about who is stopping advertising to kids under 12 to fight childhood obesity in this whole story here.
So it's Unilever. So Unilever is one of those, you know, food giants that you don't think about too much, but they own a bunch of brands, Magnum ice cream pops and, I don't know, 30 other things. And they are no longer going to advertise to children, to kids under 12. So no more cartoon advertising, no more, you know, just anything that's mass market. They're not doing it. They'll still do grocery store stuff. So, you know, you'll still see a display in the popsicle aisle, but nothing reaching into kids' worlds. And I can't decide if this is just a cost savings cloaked in moral goodness or whether it's a sea change. What do you think?
I don't know yet. I mean, obviously they're big, and it's interesting that they're willing to do that. There's obviously pressure on these companies and what they're doing regarding their advertising. I'm going to need to see more jumping in before I believe it's a sea change. Where are you at?
I kind of feel like it's maybe a sea maybe it's a cost savings. You know, every once in a while you'll see something as like new package design, and all it is they're just trying to maximize how many boxes get on a pallet. You know, it's not a particular consumer benefit. So I too will see. We'll see. You know, the data is not good. In 2016, 124 million children between 5 and 19 suffer obesity, 213 million overweight. So we've had
It's crazy.
We've just been
sad.
Adding sugar and, you know, taking away recess, taking away kid independent time. Kids, you know, can't play in the park by themselves, and they can't ride bikes around the neighborhood, and they can't do recess, and they can't, you know, but they can sit in front of a screen and have sugar and pizza rolls and everything else shoveled
for
at
hours.
Them. So for hours and hours and hours.
Yep. Tell me about this uptown part that you included here in your email.
Oh, is it was it when I was talking about okay, so Yahoo News puts out a spending diary every week, and they did one for St. Paul this week. So a woman in the suburbs of St. Paul kept a spending diary of like every penny that her family spent over the course of a week. And it was fascinating. You know, so how does she spend all of her discretionary income? It was getting Aldi Instacart delivered, and it was going to Chino Latino in Uptown. Like, that's how she spends her money. It was very – and she earned a pretty penny. She was, pulling down $115,000 a year, and her husband, you know, brought in another $70,000. So, I mean, like, these people are doing pretty well. I was just so fascinated.
Chino.
That's
where she's going.
That's where she's – that's where
– How is Chino fair? Like, how long has Chino been open? 20 years?
Yeah, I think right about 20 years.
Okay.
For no reason whatsoever, I was there a couple weeks ago. They're one of the few places that's open late in Uptown these days, and they have a late-night happy hour. So I had a sweet late-night Chino Latino margarita a week ago.
Yeah.
And it was, it was delightful. That place hasn't changed at all. The menu hasn't changed. The decor hasn't changed. And really, the clientele hasn't changed. You know, it's quite popular. A bunch of things have closed in Uptown, but Chino just keeps on going.
So you're 100% right in all the places that have turned over or changed or closed. Obviously, they know what they're doing. I've been there a while, but every time I'm there, it's the same vibe. It's the same food, the menu, and it's fairly busy. Why do you think they keep lasting?
I think it has a nice C&B scene vibe to it. You
yeah,
get so
it
many
still has
people
that, right?
in there
yep.
that you're kind of guaranteed to see people. And I think that the fresh 21-year-olds, the 21 to 23-year-olds, like they find it to be a hot spot that they can also afford, which is nice.
Yeah, it is affordable. Okay, speaking of Valentine's Day, let's circle back. For the folks who do want to participate, and it is tomorrow night, and they don't have a reservation, what sort of advice are you giving them?
Well, the various internet reservation houses have made this whole thing obscenely easy. So you go to Open Table, you go to Resy, they have, just the lists, and you can kind of see what's left. And some of them are kind of funny. Martina, which is a hot spot in Linden Hills in South Minneapolis.
You still like that, right?
I still love it. It's terrific. Only reservation available is 11. Are we in Europe? Who eats dinner at 11 o'clock at night? I was so looking
how
at
many,
that. Like,
how many places in town have an 11 o'clock reservation as an option?
I don't think that many. I mean, that's some Barcelona style 10? Living. Like,
if I said 10, would you go over or under?
I would say under.
I would too.
I mean, obviously there's options like you're at whatever, Happy Chef, which doesn't exist anymore. But, there's an option for,
I'm talking about places where you are going to make a reservation.
No, I mean, that's the thing is 11 o'clock, you sit down at 11. And so then, you start looking at a menu. You get your first appetizer at 11:25 or something.
Like, that's New York, Chicago, L.A., San Francisco.
I don't even think that's New York. That's Barcelona. That's, that's you're already in lands where they have a siesta. Like, that's, more power to you if you need 11 o'clock. Anyway, yeah. I put together a little bit of a list of places, and I was thinking about how many of these breweries now have kind of destination chefs and obviously don't take reservations. Lynn Lake Brewery, Peeps Hot Box is there. So they have a whole kitchen now. This is a thing that breweries do. They have a whole kitchen, and they bring in different chefs to kind of keep things fresh. Over at Abel Seed House, the Quebracho Empanada lady, she's there doing pate and empanadas. And
empanadas,
really nice.
One of the greatest food items out there.
They
I'm
really
such
are.
A fan.
Have
of
you
them.
Been to Beluto, the place that's over on? It's right next to Nighthawk, so it's on Nicollet and 38th.
What's
it's
it called?
Tiny. It's where Birdie used to be. It's right next to Nighthawks. It's called Beluto.
Beluto.
It's tiny. It's tiny. It's delicious. It's
that's
so
a very
good.
Unique name.
It's hard to get into.
Okay.
Because there's like six chairs. It's one of those places where it's hard to get into because you couldn't, you couldn't keep your winter coats in it. I mean, it's so tiny, but it's
okay.
Wonderful.
I'm gonna try that. It's really good empanadas.
So good. And pizza. They make special Argentinian style pizza. It's amazing.
Your snack bar review.
Oh, it's up. Yeah. So Isaac Becker, if you go to mspmag.com, you can read the whole thing. You can see me go swooning around on the page over a noodle. This Isaac Becker thing, it's right next to Bar La Grassa. I'm crazy about it. It's so delicious. There's all these little plates for $8, $9, $12.
I
and
agree.
You can make a meal. I got a very angry email from someone who was like, I spent $40 at dinner because I, you know, it's like, oh, buddy, I don't know how to help at this point.
Here's a shock, an angry email.
That's how this whole world goes at this point. It's hard.
So we went there 6 weeks ago or so. And Carla initially said, let's go to La Grasse. And La Grasse is great. And I'd go back to La Grasse in a second again. But I'm like, okay, let's try this place. And we waited maybe 20 minutes. Service was a 10. The food was great.
Did you sit at the bar?
Yep.
Did you get a table?
Right at the bar.
Yeah, so the bar, they don't reserve the bar like mm-hmm. many places don't. And it's just like an insider's delight. It's
yeah,
so fun.
It was fun. The food was, the pizza is great, right? And it was just, you know, small items, not a huge menu, but it was really, really good. I enjoyed it. Thank you, Dara.
Thank you.
Check out Dara this Saturday at 11.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.